for a physical healing in which she got an instant healing on when she laid hands on herself. It's because it was as it the problem came to her body as a result of abuse, physical abuse. It was a repetitious thing that she did over and over again. And so her body had worn down.
She was abusing her body.
That's right. But it did not have a spiritual root. It was a physical activity that had gotten her body worn down, out of order. That's right. But another part of her body where she wanted a physical healing, it had a spiritual attachment to it. And so many times we have to ask Holy Spirit by the gift of discerning of the spirits, what is causing this illness, or what is causing this person
what's
to have
the root
this problem?
Cause?
That's
what's
right,
the root cause?
What the root cause is, and get into the spiritual things. Darren, we live too much by the physical.
Well,
absolutely.
Let me give you this, Barbara. Some of these one-liners that we hear from people, they've heard in their churches. Now, here again, I'm attacking the traditions, but God wants me sick to bring him glory. God's going to get glory in my sickness. Or God, I'm sick, and God made me sick so I can go to the hospital and win somebody to the Lord. Well, you can go to the hospital and win people to the Lord. You don't have to be sick to go there. Here's another one. Healing is not for today. I mean, God used to heal. We talked about that a little bit ago. But, you know, healing's not for today. That went away with the apostles in the
Book
of Acts.
Well, you heard one radio evangelist say, I'll pay anybody $1 million, was it?
To see a miracle.
To see a miracle. That's right.
Well, another radio evangelist I heard, he said, now cancer, the great leveler of mankind. I mean, he was just cozying up to cancer.
So he's saying, in essence, the stronger of the species will survive.
Well,
and God, in some way, God is meeting out all the weak of society.
Well, he's also saying, well, now here we got one that God can't handle.
That is absolutely
cancer.
Ludicrous.
Well,
because
it's unbelief.
They're denying Isaiah 53 that he took our infirmities on the cross, and by his stripes we are healed.
Now, here's one that we get all the time. We have people come up and say, and they want to tell us the family story, or they want to tell us about a good friend that just couldn't defeat this disease, and they've taken that as being the law of the land. And what they're saying is, I'm going to believe that person's case history over the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We're saying to God, yeah, I hear what you say in your Bible, but, you know, Aunt Thelma, she had, you know, cancer, and she was a nice person, and she always went to church. She never missed, you know, the church doors were open. She was always there. Well, we all looked at Aunt Thelma, you know, she was just a wonderful person, and because she didn't get healed of cancer, that means nobody can. In other words, that person is telling me that case history is greater and stronger than the Word of God.
Mm.
And he says, Jesus says, you know, I heal all who came to him.
Absolutely.
He healed them all.
And I would encourage those of you who are listening, if you would like to take your New Testament, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and every time Jesus was in a situation where the people came to him for healing, circle that little word, A-L-L, and you will be very profoundly touched by the fact that everybody that came to Jesus was healed. Now you say, then why aren't they healed today? Why aren't we seeing the healing today? I believe, Darren, truly because of fear, doubt, and unbelief, coming through the traditions of men. You have listened to men more than you have looked into the Word of God for your healing.
Now, what we're encouraging you to do is listen to yourself and listen to those around you. Here it says in Hebrews 3:1, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, and if we've been called to serve Jesus, we're partakers of a special calling. Consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. What in the world are you confessing? Well, someday I'll be healed. That's unbelief. Jesus doesn't heal everybody today. He didn't heal me.
Why is someday I'll be healed unbelief?
Well, because...
Can you say it the way you would?
Well, I would say, listen, when you pray, number one, God hears you. Number two, it is his will to heal you. And number three, you got your healing when you prayed. Forget
now,
the symptoms.
Why did they get their healing when they prayed?
Well, they will if they have faith. They will if they
what
have faith.
What did Jesus do for us?
He took he bore our sins and our sicknesses in his body on the cross. He paid the price.
Okay, so he did that almost 2,000 years ago.
He did.
It has been already done for us.
Right. Amen. Amen. And we do have a healing series called Healing is for You Today. And it's a 4-tape series, and you can get that off the tape charts that we have. But here, Jesus Christ is the high priest of our confession. Well, who's the high priest of the confession when it's negative and against God? Mm. That's the devil.
It is. It's the devil.
That's the devil, the prince of the power of the air. We need to make sure that we're congruent here, folks. And we're challenging you today. Go to God and say, these things that you've held on to with such tenacity, are they really out of Scripture?
Yes.
Are they out of traditions of men? If it's traditions of men, God doesn't listen to that. He doesn't listen to that. He listens to His Word and what's in spirit with His Word.
Yes. I got a precious letter from a lady the other day, and she said, the doctor told me that the problem that I have in my back is arthritis. She said, what I'm asking for prayer for is more faith. And I said, what an honest lady. She said, you know, she knows the diagnosis. She knows that it's probably arthritis. But she wants to have more faith so that, because she knows Jesus healed her. She wants to have more faith to see the manifestation of that.
Amen.
I can pray
right
for
on.
That, Darren. I really can. And today I pray for all of you who want that manifestation to your healing. In Jesus' name, He has provided for you on the cross that healing. And in Jesus' name, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to go to each one of our brothers and sisters and fill them with the faith they need, the strong and mighty, fearless faith they need to bring the manifestation for their healing. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord.
And Father God, I thank you that through Holy Spirit, you're going to lead us into all truth. You're going to show us what is the traditions of men. Lord, some of these things we just thought were from you, and they're not. And we need to know what's of you and what's not of you. And so we just thank you. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ, and Jesus has made unto us wisdom. And Lord, we just promise you we're going to get to know more of your word so we know more of your heart. And we thank you that we can indeed forgive those people that have held us down, that have shackled us with the traditions of men and false teachings. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk in your truth. In the powerful name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.